You're listening to the Punters Club on Vision Australia Radio. Great to be with you on this Saturday morning on one of the big race days at Morfordville. And it's going to be a big day again next week. And that's why we're talking with Ali Umar from the South Australian Racehorse Owners Association. Good morning.
Hi, Ray.
Good to talk to you again. And, of course, you're providing an extension of next week's major event by putting on a cocktail party to celebrate what's been a wonderful carnival.
Yes, that's right. We are. It should be a really fun party. It's just right after the races.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have Claire Lindop there just to maybe give her a little toast, say thanks for all the great rides and help her start off her retirement at a fun, positive event.
Yeah, well deserved too, because we've all backed plenty of winners with Claire Lindop on board.
Yes, yes. And hopefully we have a few more this week and next week, so we can have some more recent success with her right before she finishes up.
All right. Now, where will this be held?
It's going to be held at Morfordville at the Leilani Room.
Yes.
Yep. Starts at 6:30. So it's just about an hour after the last race. And we've got a live musician there, and we will be having our annual stallion auction. We do every year. We nominate off nominations to four different stallions, which is always a great way for the breeders out there to get an opportunity to send their mare to a good stallion at a little bit less than the retail price.
Yes. I'm sure they'll be pretty popular because you've got, I think, four stallions, and they're all very acceptable.
Yeah, we have some really good ones. So I think it'll be, I think it's always popular, and I think it's just a great opportunity to get the breeding season going.
Okay, so are you expecting people will just continue on, stay at the track, and venture into the Leilani Room afterwards? Or
yes,
will
exactly.
People actually go home and change their frocks and switch to cocktail mode?
Look, I'm always in support of multiple outfits in one day. So if people want to do that, that's absolutely okay. But I expect most people will already be dressed up and looking great, and would probably just stay in the Diva Lounge for that hour or so.
Yes.
And then just come straight up to the party from there.
Sounds good. So they need to book with Siroa?
They do need to book, yes. They can do that two ways. They can do that from our website. Which is just siroa.com.au, or they can call our secretary, Richard Stafford. His number is 0432-664-824, and he can just take their booking over the phone.
All right. That'll be a great way to continue on, and you'll have a few nibbles there, I would think, along with the cocktails?
Yes. Yes, absolutely, yes. We'll have plenty of food. We'll have plenty of drinks. We'll have... Yeah, just a great time.
Well, sounds terrific. Now, the tug of war has been going on for quite some time between the South Australian Racehorse Owners Association and, I guess, SAJC, together with the Trainers Association, regarding the barrier trials, where your group of owners would like to have the horses behind the grandstand so they can actually... see their horse, talk to the trainer, the jockey, etc., whereas the trainers and the SAJC, for various reasons, would rather have the horses over in the scraping sheds where the owners have either got to get on their bike or catch a bus or a taxi. Who's winning? Who's winning at this stage?
Oh, look, I don't like to think of it as winners and losers, but you're right, it has been going on for a few years. It has been the subject of much debate, and yes, our position is we would like to see the trials move back. That's what our membership would like, and so the SAJC has actually agreed to give it a try.
Good.
So the 24th of May, those trials will be held from the race day stalls, which is fantastic, and we think it's just a great opportunity for everybody to try it again, see if it really works. It gives the owners a chance to, have our say. We've gotten what we wanted. We all come down. We make it a good, successful event. And maybe that will show the trainers and the jockey club that this is actually a workable way to do things.
So what are the KPIs? What will decide whether it's a success or not?
You know, I don't know. That's a Jockey Club question.
Yes,
because, you know, at the end of the day, it's their decision. But just from our perspective, what we think will help to show it's a success is the more people that we get there. Obviously, if we've been saying, hey, this is what the owners want, well, if the owners come, that shows that, in fact, this is what the owners want. And it wouldn't hurt for those owners who go and have a great time or who don't go because they can't that particular day to maybe mention that to someone in the Jockey Club staff and just say, you know, was so glad to see the trials move back there, had a fantastic experience. Or, hey, I couldn't make it today for whatever reason, but I was really excited that they were back there. I hope it happens again. Looking forward to going next time. And just, you know, try to win them over with popular opinion.
Well, you've got to take your hat off to the trainers. They've obviously bent on this one and made a concession. So we do thank them for their attitude. And, let it be decided by popular review.
Yeah, I think so. And, yes, absolutely. It's great that... you know, for the trainers to be good sports about it. And it's great that the Jockey Club has listened to us and is giving it a shot as well. So I think it's a fantastic opportunity.
Very good. All right. Have you a runner today?
Yes, we do have a runner, my husband and I, in race 5, Danger Deal in the Adelaide Guineas.
Yes. And what's the expectation today? He's up to a mile.
The expectation is, look, he's a little bit of a long shot, but he's certainly in the mix. It's a lot of the same horses that raced against each other 2 weeks ago. And Peaceful State is a fantastic horse. I think he's probably going into the race the hands-down favorite. Overexposure is a great horse that we've run against a few times now and come up second to him a couple of times by a very, very, very short margin. So I think they're probably the two main threats from our perspective.
Yes.
In the race. But it's certainly, you know, Gordon Richards has a horse in the race, Shirasa, who's another good horse, who was in that same race with us 2 weeks ago. So I think it's a really strong race, and it will just depend on luck and who gets the good run and how it all unfolds.
Well, he may well surprise you at 1,600 because he's... He's bred to run it, and some of the others probably aren't, so you never know.
Yeah, that's right. And he's done 1,600 before, so that I don't think is an issue for him. We'll just see, you know, what everybody else is doing and if he can get dragged up front by someone.
Terrific. Ali, thanks for talking with us today, and good luck next week with your cocktail party.
Thanks very much, Ray.
Ali Umoff, don't forget to book for that.